Hello, U11s. I'm just bringing you another podcast from one of our students, and this one is based on the themes in An Inspector Calls. If you want to be part of our podcast team, then come and find me in EM5 or the English office. Hope this is helpful.
Hello and welcome to Inspector Talks, where we explore the themes used in Inspector Calls, a play renowned for its exploration of social duty and responsibility. The author, J.B. Priestley, was very invested in his own socialist beliefs that he adopted from his father's discussions as a child. During the 1930s, Priestley became very concerned about the consequences of social inequality in Britain, and in 1942, Priestley and others set up a new party, known as the Commonwealth Party, which argued for public ownership of land, greater democracy, and a new morality in politics. The party merged with the Labour Party in 1945, the end of the Second World War, but Priestley was influential in developing the idea of the welfare state, which began being put into place at the end of the war.
The play explores the effect of class, age and sex on people's attitudes to responsibility and shows how prejudice can prevent people from acting with a sense of duty. So, how does Priestley weave the themes through the play? The most centralised theme in the play is responsibility. Responsibility itself is truly reflected in the last act of the play, even though it is a theme throughout, as it provides a fascinating portrait of the way that people can let themselves off the hook, which is a testament of mankind's tendency to sway towards the denial of responsibility. If one message of the play is that we must all care more thoroughly about the general welfare, it is clear that the message is not shared by all. By contrasting the older Burlings and Gerald with Sheila and Eric, Priestley explicitly draws out the difference between those who have accepted their responsibility and those who have not. During the Second World War, the general public banded together to support one another against the German threat, so the audience would have found Priestley's socialist views more favourable.
Moving on from responsibility, Priestley also employs another theme, class. Taking the play from a socialist perspective, inevitably focuses on issues of social class. Class is a large factor, indirectly, in the events of the play and Eva Smith's death. Mrs. Burling, Priestley notes, is her husband's social superior, just as Gerald will be Sheila's social superior if they are to marry. Priestley subtly notes that Gerald's mother, Ladycroft, disapproves of Gerald marrying Sheila for precisely this reason. In this portrayal of social class, Priestley makes his disdain for social hierarchy transparent. Finally, everyone's treatment of Eva might be put down, either in part or altogether, to the fact that she is a girl, and Mrs. Burling puts it, of that class. Again, Priestley has interpreted the social prejudice as a detriment to the welfare of Great Britain as a whole.
Although time isn't considered as a dominant theme in most works of literature, it certainly has a huge role in An Inspector Calls. Time deeply fascinated Priestley. He was very intrigued by Donne's theory of time, which argued that the past was still present and that time was not linear. An Inspector Calls explicitly deals with the nature of time in its final twist. Has the play, we might wonder, gone back in time? Is it all about to happen again? How does the inspector know of the fire, blood and anguish, usually interpreted to foreshadow the First and Second World War?
Excellent point, Murdered. For every action in the play, there is a direct consequence. In explaining the cause of Eva's death, the inspector explains, and what happened to her afterwards may have driven her to her suicide. A chain of events. In this excerpt, we hear through the inspector Priestley's voice commenting on how each and every one of the Burlings are responsible for the death of Eva Smith, and together they are entirely responsible. Priestley often uses the inspector as a technique to put forth his own thoughts and opinions. This construction is in itself a metaphor for Priestley's socialist belief that we are all bound together morally in a society, and we are communally responsible for the survival of our fellow man. It is important to note the inspector's repetition in the quote to emphasise the chain metaphor he refers to, as the line itself is a continuous loop of life and death, and it is the duty of everyone, not just the poor, to take care of one another and love thy neighbour. This passage links nicely to Priestley's views of time and to the religious undertones it exhibited and in the spectacles.
Okay, I hope that was helpful.